Because usually I'm just talking and you just kind of hit the button.
I like it like that. I feel like we get a good moment out of that. Because I like for the first moment of the podcast to be something funny. So I feel like it's better when you don't know.
Oh. So I don't filter myself.
Yeah. So you can remain out of pocket.
Do I?
I mean, no. But I just like to say that.
Kim don't like when I call people fat, y'all.
Oh, my God.
Oh, when I say well. Which one is it?
Both. Because they both be the same damn thing. I just remember in D's office, I feel like we used to talk a lot about it. And it was mostly Christopher. It was something you used to say Christopher was saying. I'd be like, damn, did he not like that?
He rubbed off on me. Not that I don't like fat people. I acknowledge that people are fat.
I mean, because somebody was saying before, like, fat, there's nothing... Like, the word fat is not intrinsically bad. It's just
It's an adjective.
It's a descriptor. I'm describing
you.
Right.
Like.
But, listen, when you grow up, you can call fat ass all the time. You don't want to hear that shit. Not that I was...
So there's definitely a stigma to the word fat.
It definitely
but
is.
Honestly, it's actually just a describing word. Like, I can't help that it's an adjective.
I mean, that's true. Both things are true.
Nobody wants to be called fat, so what do you want people to be? You know, like, what should
we call them?
Big boned. Square to them.
Okay, no, I'm just... Cut out! You see?
That's so mean.
Go to hell. Because listen, when you've been on both spectrums, because I've been small.
Ooh, same.
And I've been fat.
Same.
So, and people definitely treat you different when you're fat.
They do.
Oh, hell, shit.
What's funny is there's different, everybody has a different idea of fat.
Definitely.
Because your fat and my fat are not the same thing.
Very different.
We can go to the doctor and, you know, I could technically be obese for my, you know, height and whatever. And you can go and be perfectly fine.
Fuck y'all right? For that. Y'all ain't gonna tell me I'm obese on this chart. Go to hell.
Told me I was obese that time. I said, wait a minute. What?
But here's the thing is, everything in America is racist. That's all based on white people. Like, white people are built differently than we are. And right, that body mass index.
Chart. Right.
That shit is all based on, like, the white body. But we're not gonna go there.
I'm gonna get the ass next time for certain. No, I'm not.
I am not obese. Now you're doing a lot.
I was so offended because I'm like obese,
overweight. Okay, fine.
Obese. Fine. That's a big word. Like what?
What are you saying to me? Oh,
that's funny.
Because that automatically gives me my 400-pound life, and then now I'm
it
like,
don't it? Jesus Christ. So I try to.
But you don't like fat people, Mo. Just say that.
I don't like fat people.
Just say that. But no, like, seriously, everybody in society, I mean, we all got a little bit. Because it's just ingrained in our society. Like, even if you don't know it, you might have a little bit of a bias towards any kind of person. But fat people especially.
I'd be saying well. No, did I only call one person
it
a well?
Because I really do like that emoji.
It's so nice.
And also, I'm not going to talk about people because I'm fat. I can't do it.
Do it, Kim.
I can't.
It's funny.
Listen, you have to be if I talk about you because you're fat, you got to be the worst person alive. You got to be like Donald Trump. Like, you have to be awful. Because if that's all there is, then you ain't did nothing to me.
Right, it's a raggedy blow. It really is.
It is.
All we have to talk about is your height, your weight.
And it's kind of lazy, too.
It is.
It's like, all
right. Get this fat asshole off my towel. Like, it's cute. It is lazy. You got nothing else to say about this person up there. Shut up, Kim. Are you talking about keep it cute?
Oh.
But I calm down with the fat jokes.
Have you?
No. I just keep them to myself.
I mean, because listen, we all gonna be raggedy in our heads.
Because I see that whale on my face. Like, you like the whale, you just have to call you what you are.
That's I really like that emoji. But welcome back, guys. This is the exchange, I guess.
What you said, be out of pocket? That's a little out of pocket.
Pocket you.
Right out of it.
Thanks.
I jump right out every time.
Every time.
Me and Kim, we went to lunch Friday. I flexed. I was so happy.
Finally.
Even though it was kind of trash because I had to split my flex because of the hair.
Yo, listen, this upcoming week, the hour's going to be crazy. Are you ready?
What are we doing?
We're doing OT.
Oh, fuck. See, that's why I told
my problem is I'm still trying to flex.
Because I forgot.
She forgot.
I already forgot.
Girl, you got like 3 jobs. You don't get tired?
I'm tired now. About to leave it out on this pillow.
But we did go to lunch and it was very nice and it was good.
They didn't have the pasta, though.
They didn't have the pasta. I was sure they were going to have that fucking pasta. Like, sure of it.
But I had to fix my mouth for that pasta for, like, 2 days straight.
Dang.
But it's cool. It's cool.
I mean, the last time I went, I swear, it had to be not even a month ago. And they had it on the menu. So, they literally just got rid of it.
Next time we gotta go somewhere that got definitely has pasta. Cause I want pasta now. How you gonna flex and do OT camp? What's gonna be your time frame here? You gonna start 6 and end at 5:30?
Literally, I think I'm gonna do 10 hours every day up until Thursday, and then Friday I'm gonna do 5 hours. That's gonna be hard. But I mean, that's kind of what we was doing before. Like 10 hours every day. Shut up. Because if I was working anymore, there would be no way. I just still want to get off early on Friday. Like, I don't want to stay there all day.
Stay with us, Kim.
No.
Didn't it just feel... for the sake of... Oh, no, it did not.
Shut up.
It did not. I was like, oh.
Shut up. You didn't feel like...
Big whoop.
I feel like my weekends are longer when I flex. Getting off at 10 o'clock in the morning, like, what?
Well, see, the thing, I didn't, though. I got off at 12:30. Because, you know, I messed it up. So okay, maybe that's
fair, fair. But
if I got off at 10, absolutely, I'd be right there with you. This does feel great. It do feel like an extended weekend.
Definitely do. Friday is definitely a third day for me.
So I'm trying to get back on board, but then they hit us with the OT, so now I'm kind of...
Who knows how long that'll go. It was hard, though.
I'm excited. No, I'm not. I literally just forgot. So Kim, when we clock in tomorrow, when I talk to Kim, please remind me again. Don't clock out. Because, you know, at 2:23, I'll be like, oop, that's my time.
You'll be ready to go.
That is my time.
But I'm at home. I love to tell a story about how I was... sitting at my desk and I'm getting ready to go. It's like 4. I'm pretty sure it's like 4:30 at that time. Maybe 4:27. And I'm like packing up my stuff and you already in the parking lot. I'm like looking out my window and it's you walking to your car. Swiftly too. You just trying to get the fuck. And I was like, dang, she be out of here. And that was before like I really like knew you. She did not play.
I had to be packed before the time. Kim wants to pack up when it's time to go. I'm already packed before time. Stop it.
Girl.
I used to stand up and like be looking at you, waiting for you to turn around to get up.
And I can only see your eyes because you know you're short. So
time to go.
But you the bitch that abused. Listen, any manager will say, because I mean, be saying this to me all the time. I'd be like, nigga, please. Talking about abusing the little window that you get, that 5-7 minute window. He's talking about that's not for you to use or abuse all the time.
Why not?
Sounds to me like it is. Like
what? It is, actually.
Because I'm a human being. I'm not a machine. Like, things happen. Things vary. If I come in at 7:03, I come in at 7:03. Especially if I leave at, 4:03 or 3:03 or whenever you're supposed to get off. Because they was tripping, trying to, like, clock you about clocking out at 4:23, yeah. But you clocked in at 7:53.
All the time. I was like, so I can't come early, but I can. You know what I mean? Like, oh, so just be late. Okay, got it.
To me, it's like, okay, 7 hours and 53 minutes. Like, okay, that's not a full 8 hours, but go to hell. But you was legit clocking in.
They were complaining about that part. Oh, okay.
You're like, no, they didn't.
Faggity.
Corporate boy.
Faggity.
Corporate got everybody fucked. If you work corporate, they got you fucked up.
Yeah, we're doing OT this week. Thank God. High five for that, because it's been a long time coming. So this could be a nice... Wait, it's not going to be our bonus check. Well, I keep thinking the bonus still in February.
No,
I'm sorry.
Girl. We're not even in this next check. Oh, the next check going to be in February.
Yeah. It's okay.
But it's always at the end anyway, so it wouldn't even be the first check. It's always the second one.
And then it's tax season. I'm filing my taxes hopefully this weekend. And just trying to run up all these coins, because girl wants to buy nice things. Yes.
Oh, yeah, you did. So you had a little birthday treat and plan for yourself.
Yes. I went on there. I go there every, like, other day just to look at the website, try to get myself back motivated. That fucking, the GM size went to, like, $1,600. I want to say it was 15, let's say 1580 or something like that. And then, like, the MM size was, like, $1,500. And now it's, like, 1620 or something like that. And I was like, oh, bitch, y'all trying to go up on the prices.
Plus taxes.
Wait a minute,
that's
right?
An extra couple $100 right there.
I'm sorry. So your girl might just be buying her nice little coach. I'm gonna try though. I really want one.
I mean, I understand. But baby, $1,600.
I got it. So it's
that's truly luxury. I get why they call that shit luxury, because I don't even got $1,600. Period.
I don't know if we used to talk about like savings and stuff, and it was like, what if I save for like 3 months to buy this specific water bottle that costs $200, and it's like, damn, when I finally get the $200, am I gonna really still want the water bottle?
That's always me.
Or I'm gonna be like, bitch, you just saved all this money, just keep it.
That's always me. Because now that I have it, I'm like, oh, do I really want to buy this thing that costs this amount of
this
money?
This much money. That you worked so hard for this long amount of, or X amount of time.
Right. It seems ridiculous, really.
So what do you do? How
I mean, because the purchase is gonna take you right back to where you were.
Right the fuck back.
Money.
But you will have this nice, I guess, thing now. And like, you would like to be at a point where, like, I don't want this $200 water bottle if I can't put $200 in it. Did that make sense? Or let's say it was a $200 bag or $1,500 bag. They say, oh, you got this $1,500, $5,000 bag, but do you have that amount of money in it or in your bank account? Oh, okay. So if you want to be that girl, like you said, it'll put you back where you started. So yeah. Let's say you do buy this $1,500 bag, but do you still have it in your bank account?
Yeah.
Could you buy it three times over?
It depends on what it is. And I guess if it's a bag, like if it's a laptop or if it's like a thing that you need, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's it.
That's one thing. But if it's a bag, it's like.
Just like a luxury item.
Damn, I actually don't have, because that's the point. It's like, I had to save forever. Correct. Like, I literally don't have it.
So do I reward myself for saving up? What is it? Luxury ass item that clearly I couldn't afford, like, right off the bat.
Right.
Ooh, that's a good one. Because you don't want to be that girl that got this $5,000 bag, but you don't have $5,000 in your bank account. But if you saved for, well, whatever. I'm not going to get this.
I'm going to make myself feel bad. I
deserve it. Right. $5,000, that could have went to a lot of other things. But people say that all the time. If you want something that costs, that's expensive, like, you could have used that money for something else. You could have used that money for this or saved this.
I mean, you could always use your money for something else.
Absolutely. So that's never, I feel like it's never going to be an excuse.
No.
That don't work here. What's one luxury item you want to bust down on, Kim?
It's electronics. I get those are considered luxury to me.
I'm really considering going to Best Buy and getting an Apple Pen or wherever they sell them. They pretty sure they got them everywhere. Right?
Yeah, I just want to get considering, I recommend that you do.
No, I mean like today. Today. Because I wanted it. I wanted it for Christmas.
Oh, that's right. You did put it on your list. Nobody got it for
you. They don't love me.
It's me. I can't even put that on my list. Who's getting me an Apple Pen? Girl, please. Keep it cute. Well, so did we have to this week?
Okay, yes. We were going to talk about some things last week. We was like, damn, it's getting too deep. But we was having so much fun. Yeah, never mind.
I don't want to drag the mood down.
I'm trying to remember where we were at, but what I was talking about that even led to these like little topics. Trying not to drag myself back down, you know, because I've been feeling all right lately.
Yeah.
But there's a statement, it was like, you can't have what you deserve if you're holding on to something you should have let go. Ooh. And, you know, I felt that. I don't remember I think I was talking to Zonda, and I'm sure she said it. But I don't remember what led us to that conversation. I like to backtrack to think, okay, what the hell led us to this? But clearly that applies across the board.
Yeah.
Because I think about that meme where, like, Jesus trying to hand the girl that big-ass teddy bear, but she holding on to the little small raggedy one, and she's like, well, God, I love it.
Right, I don't want to let it go.
He's like, but I have something better for you. Oh, it's a hard place.
That's why I said, oh, that's probably, like, I wonder where that, like, originated.
Yeah.
Because that can apply to
I guess I'm saying God trying to give you something better, but you won't let go of, yeah. like the thing said, something bad for you, or I don't want to say, because I mean, the teddy bear, and think about a little girl, it wasn't bad for her.
It wasn't pretty, yeah.
She just was attached to it.
Right.
So there's that. I ain't going to say you let go of something that's, you know, it's bad for you.
But they do talk about, I know a lot of people talk about, like, comfortability, and if you're comfortable, you're probably not moving anywhere.
Yes, God.
So you gotta shake shit up a little bit. And she was comfortable with that teddy bear.
I was saying,
trying to shake it up.
Is that what Nikki said when her and Cardi was finna fight? What? She said, I'm standing right here, or I'm going to stay right here.
I have no idea.
Fuck, what was she saying?
Which one?
It was at the Met Gala or something?
Yeah, but who? Which one?
Nikki had said it. She was like surrounded by all these people. Cardi was trying to get to it. Nikki was saying, I'm going to stand it right here. She was like, I'm going to stand right here.
That sounds more like Nikki to me.
Okay.
The second one. I cannot believe they did that. Like, what is going on?
I can't believe Cardi had that knot on her head.
Oh, she did.
Bless it.
I just don't understand, like, what... Like, why did they ever get there? Did she really antagonize you that bad, or you feel like you had to fight her?
Cardi still, she was still in her regular, regular, you know.
I mean, no, I don't blame Cardi. I just wonder, like what, how did this happen? I just don't understand.
Celebrities fighting. I will pay the money.
And Nikki trying to pretend like she's just so perched and untouched. Like,
right.
Girl.
Ooh, Nikki, what did you do to that girl?
Nikki was, yeah.
And then sitting with the truth. I feel like I was talking to you. We said something about that.
We just talked about this on the read.
Okay, what is it?
Crystal Reed, she re-brought it up. Just about when you're feeling bad, just literally like sitting there. And because me, I'll try to distract myself, figure out ways to, you know, do anything except think about how I'm feeling. But now I'm trying to get into the mode of like actually sitting in it and being like, okay, I feel like shit. Let's examine why I feel this way. Like what happened throughout the day. You know, stuff like that. So Crystal was talking about that, and they were on with a therapist, too. So she was saying, like, yeah, like, that's something that, you know, people should practice more. Because the thing is I remember asking a therapist, like, how do you, like, avoid it? And she was like, you don't avoid it, girl. Like, you're a human being. You're not going to avoid those feelings. So you just need to learn how to address it and sit with it, I guess.
Sitting with the truth.
But the problem is, how long do I have to sit with it before I start to feel better?
Is it sitting with the truth or sitting with our feelings, or is that just all around the same
I guess
thing?
I guess I always looked at it as the same. Because when you said sitting with the truth, that's what I thought about, sitting with my feelings. Because me, in my head, I'm thinking about logical things. I'm thinking about, okay, what is happening? What do I know to be true? What do I know to be, like, not right. true? Stuff like that. So,
and what you say all the time, we like the facts. Very much. Says all the time. So I keep that with me in the back of my mind sometimes, too. And that's leading into the next little topic that we have written down. You want to believe what you see, but sometimes you like, you know, this person could do this. So maybe we could turn into, you can see it like that, too. But no, you want the facts.
Yeah.
What has this person shown you so far? Just based off of that, you know, try to move smart. It's a lot. Like, here we go. Letting my fantasy or someone's potential to love me the way I want dictate how I feel with someone who dictate how I feel or deal with someone who's not good for me.
And this don't even just apply to relationships. Like, in my mind, this applies to like all kinds of things.
All kinds.
Yeah.
I'm sure when I wrote
read it again for us, Pastor.
Letting my fantasy or someone's potential to love me the way I want dictate how I deal with someone who's not good for me.
Because people say all the time, please do not fall in love with potential.
Yes, God. She just be.
Oh, you could be so great. You could be so this. You could be so that.
But we could do this together. We could be this, and I could do this for you, and you could do this for me. Okay, you can have that idea with anybody. You meet a stranger and have the same idea. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So,
again, if that person's not showing you that, I don't think that's the way to go. But then some might disagree that sometimes you can put that idea into someone or speak it into someone, mm-hmm. and then they can see it, and then it could turn into that. So does that put us on the fence of falling into love with potential?
I mean, I guess so. Say that again.
So like, this or what I just
the
said?
The opposite, yeah, the opposite.
The opposite, speaking it into someone. Like, you meet someone.
Oh, and
someone,
then they can find
and you're
it.
Like, we could be so great together. You know, we could work very well together. And they probably never would have thought about it. But you put it out there, and now they're thinking about it. And then y'all did. Y'all tried it out.
Okay, I think that's different. If I spoke it out loud and it sparked something in you, you uh-huh. already had it in you, I feel like.
Okay.
I mean, most people, I guess that's what potential is, having it in you. But if you jump to doing it and it actually works out, I feel like that's different.
Right, of course, it's the opposite. But again, somebody who you like or somebody you really want to work with or whatever.
I feel like the trouble comes when you fall in love with potential and they don't have anything to back that shit up.
Ooh.
You have no actions to follow with this potential. Yeah. That's when it's like, because if you're a doer, you're a doer. And I can fall in love with a doer.
Oh, yes. It's nice. It's nice.
Very much.
It's nice out here. Can't compete with somebody who got your mind. And this, I think that's what she was just talking about. I think one of her exes.
Azonda?
Yeah, I think it was a toss-up between, not a toss-up, but I think she was with someone, and then that person was like, she felt like she was still, somebody else had her mind, somebody like she was with in the past. Mm. And he was telling her, like, I can't compete with somebody who got your mind. So I started to think, damn,
yeah, cause
who if you got my mind? Like, that plays a big part. Because you think you over somebody else, but if they really got your mind.
Ooh. You think about that person all the time. You really get, nobody can. And because I know I'm not competing with that. Like, what am I going to do here? You focus on something else, somebody else.
Absolutely.
So, cut your losses.
That wasn't that deep. That was quick. Shout out to that.
Well, kind of random.
We ain't trying to be through too deep, too long. Because we're here for a good time.
But I was thinking about, because I watched two things last night. I watched a special episode of Euphoria, and then I watched A Star Is Born. Have you seen that?
A Star Is Born.
With Gaga and, what's his face? Bradley Cooper?
Is it a cartoon movie?
No, it's a movie.
Oh, movie. I know what we're talking about.
The one
movie called, a cartoon movie called Star. Kamilky's watching it.
Oh, girl!
Like, the cartoon?
No. This is like a real ass rated R movie.
Yes. Okay. I heard of
that.
That
shit was good.
A true love story type thing?
Yes. Oh. Like, very much like, I could see how they fell in love. But the thing I was thinking about it most was, it all happened so fast. Like, he met her in a bar. They like clicked. And next thing you know, she was on the road with him. And they were like in love. And it's just crazy how fast that kind of thing can happen. Like, and I'm wondering, is it really just infatuation, like the rut? Because everybody say them little two-week relationships.
Yes, God. That'll do it.
Those
be done. Move to Canada with a man. You don't even know him. But it's the rush. I love
What's
him.
What's wrong with us?
You don't even know him. I don't know what that's about. So it's funny, because now it's like, okay, we know it, because clearly we just addressed it. But if we go meet somebody we like today, why are we not like, bitch, it's just a two-week rush, girl. Don't even play yourself. We still going to go for it. You know what I mean?
I don't know about
so
we.
How do we.
Who is we?
Shut up, Kim. Oh, my fucking God.
Because the whole time I'm like, she don't even notice me.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, we're aware of the 2 week rush or whatever.
Oh,
however.
Because I'm not going to move. I guess if she was kind of following her dream. It wasn't just about following him.
Yeah, that was different.
Because it was different.
Her dream.
Yeah, she was definitely trying to do it for herself, too. So that was different. But I'm like, that's just crazy to me. I mean, I've definitely been there. Don't get me wrong. About hopping into something too fast. Oh, and bitch, it was a tragedy.
Right. Well, I said, what's that other movie kind of like that? Not like that, but the boy from Get Out and that black girl.
Oh,
what's that movie called? I never saw it.
Queen and Slim.
Queen and Slim. Was that like the same thing? They had just met and they kind of just...
I mean, no. They hated each other. No. Oh. She didn't like him. It was actually the complete opposite. It was kind of like a situation where they weren't really feeling each other at first, but the longer they spent together,
of course,
the more they were like, okay, like we in this now, so let's just do this.
Does that happen to you before? It's kind of like, oh, we're here now, so let's just keep it going.
No, they were in extreme circumstances. I ain't never been in no situation like that. Oh, they really? Didn't have a choice but each other. They had to stay with each other.
Damn.
So, and I ain't never.
Damn.
It was pretty good. I saw it in the theater.
Okay. I remember. Was that last year that came out or year before last?
Oh, wait. Was it? No, it was definitely year before last. It was definitely 2020.
I'm losing time, too.
Yeah, because COVID was pretty much all last year. If it wasn't 2019, it was the very beginning of 2020. Like, the very beginning.
Blessed Jesus.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
How's your new year going?
It's going all right, you know. I'm just here. I'm just out here.
I wish I could say
it's only my third day out here, but it's actually like the 23rd. What's today? The 24th. God.
It's only our first month out here. We can say that.
Do you find that January goes by very slow?
I say it's going by kind of fast.
It goes by so slow.
I don't know why the years are seeming to go by a lot faster. Because I do have a period. I used to wear like, oh my God, this month is taking forever. Mm-hmm. But as of lately, everything is flying. Because I really lost touch with time like a long time ago. That's why I'm like, Kim, what year was that? When did that happen? Was that last year?
Oh my God, that time you was like, oh, what were we talking about? You were like, was that last year? And I was like, girl, we were in the office. That was not last year.
Forever ago. That's what I'm saying. Like, everything is flying by for me. Mm-hmm. We be at work. I look up and it's goddamn 12 o'clock. I'm like, Kim, I haven't done anything. And
I do think that's because you haven't done anything, not because time be escaping.
It's both.
Okay.
Shut up. It's both.
Because, baby, you say that every day. Granted, you be distracted. You be having a lot going on.
I do. And I really need to get a handle on that as well.
Yeah.
I said that the other day. I was like, this week I'm just going to focus on whatever it is I'm clocked into at that moment.
Oh.
I was trying to do... I said that, but of course it didn't work. Your face just now. I'm going to hell.
I never thought about that. Wait a minute.
I said I'm going to focus on the thing that I'm doing right now in front of me. And that was supposed to be my job, right? So I'm clocked in. I'm supposed to just be doing that.
Yeah.
Still doing 900 things. I was trying to clean. I was trying to, you know, wash clothes. I was trying to design. I was trying to book shit. Like, it was just still doing the most. Can't do it. Then I was trying to post and stay active. Because one thing about Instagram and social media, you have to stay active on these hoes to get their things. Oof. So that's a task.
But damn, so it just reminded me of staying present. Just always remaining present. That's how you people say that's another way to like slow down time. Is that, because me and I talk about this all the time about not like always saying, I can't wait for this, or I can't wait for this, or I can't, like just... Not always trying to rush time, just trying to remain in the moment, in the whatever Monday, Tuesday, whatever. Because obviously those aren't great days. You're working, you're doing whatever. But I just really try not to rush to the weekend. That's another reason why I always wanted to do stuff during the weekend.
During the week.
Yeah. Because I just didn't want to save my life for the weekend.
Yeah. You taught me that when we first started hanging out. The first time IKEA opened, we went on like a Thursday or something. And it was like, oh, this is so nice. Yeah. So we actually did something, you know, right in the middle of the week. It was just something new. I did enjoy that.
So, it's just, you just sparked that memory in my brain.
Yes, instead of, like you said, waiting to the weekend. Because why do everybody just automatically, okay, I'm just waiting to the weekend. I'm doing it the weekend. I'll be on now.
That's your free time, I understand. Especially if you're working. Oh my God, listen. Oh, I owe my parents such an apology. Because it used to be me like, girl, why you got an attitude? You just walked in the house. Like, what is the issue? Why are you acting so stained? Yeah, it's because I've been at work all day.
Yeah, we
did. So on Twitter was like, I truly understand why mama used to be pissed. Imagine you at work all day. All you asked your kid to do was take the chicken out of the freezer, and they couldn't even do that.
Right. So I asked, so everybody in the house could eat, and we didn't even do it.
And we couldn't even do that.
Walking out. So it's just fuck me, right? Y'all just don't give a fuck. Okay, great. I'm trying to see if I had some old. I guess I don't. Where am I writing shit down at? Old podcast topic?
Oh.
I thought I had like a whole bunch in here. I'm lying to myself.
I don't know what you're
talking about. Because I don't. There's a lot. My life, but let me tell y'all, my life is in shambles because I have shit everywhere. You know, sticky notes to notes to.
Is it an iPad?
My brain. No, it's not. Okay. It's all the same. And yeah. I'm caught up between writing shit down and typing it out, technically.
That's why you need a pen. Go get that pen today. You got it. Go get that pen today. Because you could literally write it digitally, and I think that's where the crossover is. It's like, if I write it down, I'm more likely, I feel like me, I'm more likely to remember it. If I type it in this phone, I mean, it's always with me, but, bitch.
Bless it. And I be thinking, in my brain, I'm writing all this shit on this sticky note, writing all this shit on this notepad, and I'm going to transfer it over, or I'm going to eventually organize it to a nice place, and that part, that's the step that I'm missing, because that's the part I never do.
Oh, now
I got sticky notes and papers everywhere. And
you
it's
never
like,
do the organizing part.
That's the part. See, I just got to get that part in.
That's my favorite part.
Step two, step three. The idea, the writing down, and then the no. Well, I guess step two.
I'm gonna just start dictating.
Yeah, that too.
I'm gonna just start writing or doing voice memos.
You can literally just be like, yeah, da da da.
That's what I'm gonna have to do. I'm gonna have to do that. I was watching a show and they were talking about like a way to get out of writer's block. Is to do that instead of like sitting down with a blank page. First of all, they say don't ever do that. Like if you're a writer, don't ever sit down with just a blank page because you're gonna drive yourself crazy. But they were saying that a good way to do it is just like talk, get out your ideas, your thoughts, or whatever. You can literally just tell the story.
Correct.
And, correct. You know, thank God for this technology because it really ain't no reason for us to be. We have every reason to be efficient, like.
I've been having whole conversations and planning whole conversations in my head, like you said, talking out loud. I think at one point, I don't know why I was in my office and I was talking about like my first love or, you know, my first heartbreak and stuff. And I got so passionate. I'm like, I'm in the office by myself. I got so passionate. I'm just in here just having a whole lecture speech by myself. I'm like, who am I talking to? Where did all this come from? It was fun though.
It was.
I wish I recorded it.
And those be the best times. Best ideas, best times.
Imagine if we were on podcast by ourselves. Don't some people do podcasts, it's just them?
Yes. I've heard podcasts where it's just one person, and it's very strange. It depends on what you're talking about, but
it does.
Very strange to me. Because I'm really just talking to myself and praying somebody listens.
Ooh, bless it.
At least, you know, this. We put this out, I'm talking to you, I'm not just talking to the room.
I can sell my voice memos. People buy that.
Say that again?
Sell voice memos.
Ooh.
Like,
wait. What's the content?
The good ones, the good stuff. And call
there's
it like
definitely a marketing
chronicles or some shit.
Remember that app I told you about?
Yes, and make it something like that.
Yeah, there's definitely a market for that.
I think. See, you gotta be real bold and something like that. And on top of it, you gotta get permission and shit. So.
You pretty much.
Great. Uh oh, don't let me kick that.
Please don't.
Right, I did that. Oh shit! About to kill Kim's laptop.
Oh my baby, that's me through everything
with her. Because sex sales.
Definitely. Which is why I feel like, why do we still have this big stigma? Y'all like it. Y'all buy it. We definitely buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So, regardless of how you consume it or whatever, people like sexy things.
Ew.
So, let's stop pretending like it don't sell or it doesn't have, you know, some place in our society.
I be caught in the crossroads of, because, you know, they say, like, you know, have some mystery or some modesty about yourself. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, kind of pop out here and there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm right here caught up in the middle.
Did you see, remind me, did you see what Deja posted about, somebody asked, T.I.'s daughter, had asked her to do the Busset Challenge? Did you see what she said about that?
What she said?
She was just like, you know, I would like to or whatever, but just to let y'all know, like, I'm not going to be doing that because I don't want to open up the comments about, you know, thought prevention and hymen and all that. Like, she just don't want to open the floodgates for that. And I just thought that was very sad because it's, like, really a cute challenge. And the fact that she's so cute. Obviously, anybody who watched that show, we all were awkward looking in our, you know, adolescence. And she was awkward looking, but now she's very, very beautiful. And I feel like she should be able to do her Busset Challenge. I feel like, just like, what's her face, Chloe?
Mm-hmm.
Just like she did, I feel like she should be able to. And the fact that she don't feel comfortable because her daddy.
Because your daddy, and then everyone come in with jokes, and some people gonna feel like it's inappropriate, and some people gonna feel like this. So, everybody, some people gonna love it. You can't really win for losing. Like, if we post lingerie pictures right now, again, it'll be the same. Some people love it, some people gonna hate it, some people gonna have nasty comments, not nasty, but you know, like freaky deaky comments, stuff like that. It's just opening up that whole
thing.
Open up your DM to bullshit, really. But we gonna let me take you out. You gonna wear that for me? It's gonna turn into that.
I don't even know you.
You gotta have in there too. So all the little Instagram people, you got to think, yeah, you putting this nice content out. They look really nice in lingerie, but they're opening up that window to bullshit as well. So I'm sure they get all of it. I'm gonna say, I had on lingerie the other day, and I wanted so bad to post it, because, again, I look nice. But I was like, bitch, that's going to open up, again, that window to the bullshit, or the door to the bullshit. And
it ain't that kind of party over here.
It ain't that party.
I just look good.
Right, I just look good. And I just want people to see. But now here y'all are in my inbox. You know, the shit like that. The sun really came out.
It did. It was okay, very cloudy. And this is exactly how it was yesterday. Also, it looks gross outside. this winter. Somebody was saying that, like, January winter is, like, awful. Because they were saying, like, it's not the best of holiday season anymore. And it's just cold. I mean, obviously, our winter is very mild. But people who live in colder climates, they, like, hate January. Because it's just nothing to celebrate. And it's just cold outside.
I still haven't seen snow. That's not fair.
But... I thought it snowed. It didn't snow in Nashville?
No.
Oh.
Nope.
I'm sorry. One day. I've only seen it once, so.
I was going to say, Valentine's Day is coming up, you guys. What's the plans? Single, ready to mingle?
What's our plans? What you doing for Camille?
Well, we're single and ready to mingle, Kim, so we're going to. Oh, I want to get her some nice stuff. I honestly want to do a photo shoot.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk later. We'll talk business later, Kim.
It's the way you're looking at me. I have my people call your people.
Right, yeah. One day we're going to have people, Kim, for real.
For real.
You're going to really have your people call me because I'm like, bitch, you know me. I'll be like, why the fuck is Kim's assistant calling my phone?
I'm going to have my assistant call your assistant, your people, you, girl.
It's me. I'm not talking to Kim's assistant right now. Where the fuck is Kimberly King? Get off my line, Ashley.
What do they say? I'm so broke. I don't even know what they actually say. When the it's giving me very much Devil Wears Prada. This is such and such for such and such, right? This is Kimberly King for Monique Wiley Hall. I feel like that's what they say. Yeah, because Kimberly King is calling for you.
True.
This is what she wants.
Right. I have Beyonce holding for it. Mark Jacobs. I don't know, some bullshit. I don't know why I put the two together, but whatever.
Valentine's Day is coming up. You know, personally, I haven't had like a Valentine's in so long. Like, it's been years. But I do like Galentine's. So what are we doing?
We should go like dinner or like a day thing. I want to do like a day brunch.
Like a day brunch? Yeah. Bitch, River Post had $3 mimosas yesterday.
I'm sorry.
$3 mimosas.
I didn't get one.
Yeah,
good. Because Kim didn't take me.
I'm getting three next time. I'm like, when did y'all start doing this? I went to lunch with my granny. That's what it was.
Yes, granny.
So,
We should get you, me, my granny, your granny together and somewhere. Oh, my God.
Thank you for reminding me, because I was going to tell you we need to take my granny to Jazzy. She really wants us to go.
She did?
Yeah.
Yes.
So we need to take them to Jazzy's.
Got the grannies together. Right. Oh, my God.
Wild.
Great, Diva. Great. That'll be cute. I wanted to
do it this Friday, but she can't do it this, and I can't do it this Friday either. So we gotta do it sometime soon.
Yes. Okay.
Friday night, cause she wanna do the live music.
We'll stick a pin in that, cause we're gonna come back to that. Definitely. Now, remember I told you Jazz is starting the what that shit called, the poetry slam type stuff.
Oh.
We gotta get our act together.
Wait, what day is it? It's not.
It's gonna be. It's gonna be every Tuesday.
Oh, every Tuesday. Okay.
I think the first one will be February 2nd. That's the first Tuesday.
Ooh.
I'm definitely going.
I'm hungry too, so I really want to go right now.
If I can go ahead and book it, I'm going to go ahead and book like a 6-table situation.
Okay.
So we can go. I'm going to have some. I'm going to get up there. Would you get up there?
Hell no.
Kind of
first of all, watch out.
Let me just move.
No, my poetry, my Def Jam poetry days are my past.
I want to get up there and say something.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you.
I whether I'm up there just kind of like freestyling it, you know, just winging it, or if
oh my God, that reminds me of the episode of Sister. You remember that episode when Tamara and Jordan, they were like going out with Tyreek and his new girlfriend because like Tyreek and Tia had broke up or whatever, and Tia was all in her feelings about it. So Tia like wanted to hang out that night, and Tamara was like, "Oh, sorry, we're going to the, you know." The Def Jam poetry. It wasn't Def Jam poetry, but the poetry reading at the student union. And Tia looked so sad.
She was.
So sad. How you ditch your twin sister for her ex?
Yikes. Won't ditch me, ho. You can't go. I'm going everybody night.
Okay, because that's terrible. But anyway, we definitely need to do that because that sounds fun.
I wonder if you sign up. Like, do you have to pay to perform or do they pay you? Look, did they pay you? That would be nice.
I don't know how it works.
Because y'all go pay me because y'all get up here every night.
I have to. Oh, right.
You don't even write poems.
Thank you.
Mind your business.
They're talking gibberish.
Straight gibberish. Just punch it out my ass. I'm there with a whole notepad. Roses are red.
Oh. But nobody snap for her.
I'm so excited to go just a snap and just have that cool vibe.
Oh my God, that also reminds me of an episode of The Proud Family. That was a fun episode.
See if we can reenact that. That's cool. Yeah. You want to be Dejanay or Penny?
Who was jealous? Penny. Because Dejanay was actually very good at it. Oh, Penny knows she was wrong for that.
Dead wrong.
She was a hate-ass bitch.
That's a hard thing.
But yeah, no, I did do like a little something something in high school.
See, pull out your old stuff.
No.
Why?
Because.
I want to do the one where, like, let's say me and you stand next to each other and we, like, finish each other's sentences, some type of poem like that. Let's write something.
No.
Yes. I just wanted to perform.
And we'll introduce ourselves as even exchange.
Like that. That's
going to be awful. I really wish I could have seen this motion. Do it again.
No.
What the hell are we even talking about?
Maybe you'll be inspired when we go. Because hopefully it's really good. And you're like, bitch, I'm going to do it.
Maybe.
Because I know for a fact, I might not do it the first time because I need to get a feel for it. But I'm most definitely going to sign up
first
at some point.
First of all, the feel for it is going to be the first two people going. And then you're going to be asking somebody. I'll be like, can you hop up there?
You know I am. Bitch, I'm going to Google something real quick and get up there. Let me show you something cute just because I do got to pop just up on case. The stage. Because that's going to be so fun.
Girl, you think anything is fun.
I do. Let me find out they got a karaoke night.
Ooh, karaoke night would be fun.
I've seen people in there on the mics and, like, having fun, but it's really been that when it's, like, empty in there. It ain't no, like, Friday night type situation.
You want an audience.
I do. Because if you're going to do it, you're going to do it right. I don't perform for pennies, so I need the things.
Listen, she don't perform for pennies.
I don't.
So, oh,
I'm in a full house and you want the full experience.
It is me, like, as little people come as possible. I don't want anybody to look at me.
And it's me. Make sure you record.
Make sure you get everything, bitch. Oh, okay.
I don't remember this moment. Did we talk about that before?
What?
Living in the moment and instead of having to pull out your phone and recording all the time.
Back, yeah, I'm sure in season one, I'm sure we talked about that.
Probably, yes. And I am still yet on the fence because...
And you know what I thought was so funny is when... I can't remember where we were at, but maybe we were out at Jazzy's and...
I'm surprised.
Somebody said something about something and I was like, well, you know, I gotta look cute because, you know, Mo like to have her phone out.
Yeah.
Or no, I think I might have asked you. I was like, where your phone? Why are you taking pictures? And you was like, bitch, I know you're not the
like,
same.
Like, pick a side,
right? I know you're not the same bitch that was like, Mo, get off your phone now. You talking about where are the pictures? No, ma'am. And yeah, you kind of read me, and I kind of deserved it.
Yeah, I deserved it.
What's up, Pat? Be sure to who you are. Since when you listen to us, you know you listen to us.
We might see y'all memes all the time.
Did oh, I was so happy that what's his face enforced that.
he brought it up that other day, and I was like, damn, that was like, that felt like forever ago. Shut up, Kim.
You're finna meme me to death.
Because at first, it was everybody was okay with it. And then it was like, wait a minute, it's just like your 50th one today, and I'm quite tired.
And I truly understand that feeling of wanting to send your friend everything that you see.
That's so funny.
It is.
Well, see, I've calmed down. Because Kim, when the last time you got a meme?
It's been a while.
And usually now we just do them through Instagram.
Pretty much, which I enjoy. I do not mind getting a little meme on Instagram. Yeah. At least I go straight to it, so you don't see the posts, yes. All that.
Save it if I need to, things like that.
All that. Thanks.
That's nothing I've changed in 2021. I don't screenshot everything.
Bitch, because first of all, you got so many screenshots.
Still to this day.
You don't even remember everything that's in there.
Still to this day.
Like, bro, why do you need all
that? You need to purge and clear out a lot of things and organize a lot of things. But that's one thing I do not add to my pile anymore.
Okay, good.
If I'm on Instagram, I'm going to bookmark it. If I'm on Facebook, I'm going to save it.
Good.
Girl.
It gotta really touch my soul for me to save it.
That
to my
too.
Phone.
That too. Because some stuff I've been wanting to share, but I'm like, damn, my granny on here. Oh, damn. Let's just go see this.
Ain't
gonna
be that.
So I'll be like, I'll just save it. That's why I used to screenshot stuff so much. I'm like, okay, I'll just send it to Kim later. Mm. I'm like, nope, now I'm just gonna save it here so we don't fill up my phone. Because I got to a point my phone is literally telling me, bitch, your storage is full. We can't take your pictures. Can't do your videos. Can't do none of that.
Which is wild because you got lots of storage.
I have a lot of shit now. And a lot of content to post now. So now it's forcing me to like literally post everything and pretty much having to delete
it
off my phone.
Yeah.
Which good bad. Because I want to keep shit, of course. But at the same time, take the picture, post it on Instagram, social, whatever.
Right.
And be done
with it.
I told you if Snapchat ever, you know, dies or whatever the fuck, I'm going to have to die with it because that's all my shit.
Yeah. Because what you said, you're going to have to go in there and get all your stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought I was trying to be cute when my laptop like first broke. I had to like reset everything, obviously, but I had a backup because I made sure to go get everything backed up. But there was one thing that was not backed up, and it was all the pictures on my photo booth. They just were on photo booth because for whatever reason, I just kind of wanted to keep them there. Every time I open photo booth, oh, look at this, look at this, whatever. They're gone, and it hurts my
heart.
It
hurts my heart
so bad. And it wasn't even that many pictures, but bitch, they were mine. back up your files. If you haven't listened to that episode, go back and listen. I don't remember which one it was, but that's what it's called.
Yes, because I learned that the hard way, didn't I?
Yes. I can't believe it. Because we forgot the passcode?
Yep. Tried it too many times, and phone was like, yep, gotta reset it.
Wait, how did this happen, Betsy? I don't understand. I don't know. So what you got coming up? Like, what are your plans for the next few months?
Trying to stay alive. Just trying to keep my head above water, you know? I'm just trying to keep it day by day. Because you see, I'm excited for Valentine's Day, but I'm still just trying to...
You're right. Let me not ask you that. Yeah. Let me let you live in the present.
Ooh, bless it. So many ideas. So many things I do want to do, though. Travel-wise, I want to see snow. Am I going to see snow before winter's over? Who knows? I want to binge watch Game of Thrones again. I want to. So many things I want to do. Simple things.
You know?
I gotta figure this thing out. I'm sure I can go for days, but I'm trying to be short with it.
Yeah.
And again, I'm trying to just live day by day.
Live day by day.
You're really tired.
You look tired. When the hell are you gonna schedule your rest?
You told me to do that, didn't you?
I did.
By rest, so you mean rest, like just nighttime rest? Like, okay, I'm going to bed at 8, I'm going to bed at 10 type thing. Or is it like scheduling naps?
I mean that as well. Both. You can do both.
And then off days. I don't feel like I had an off day yet. You schedule off days?
I do. I can't schedule a fucking off day. I miss scheduling off days.
Start scheduling.
And I mean like literal taking off from work.
Right.
Because like this is.
We clearly have a full time job, so that's kind of like, you know, not it. Then on the weekends, you're going to want to hang. You're going to want to, you know, do shit.
The problem is our off days are often not for rest. That's why I don't like saving everything to the weekend. Right,
because now your whole day, Saturday, is packed with everything that you couldn't do, I guess, during the weekend. Now it's like, oh, great.
And it's not even particularly fun things. It's usually stuff you have to do, like that gotta go to the grocery store when everybody is there.
Everybody. What, on Tuesday night? Anybody, you know, ain't two people up in there.
And if you can swing that.
Tuesday's not gonna be my off day. Because granted, we still gotta work, you know, whoop-de-boo. But maybe after, just kind of just go to bed. I don't know. I was gonna ride to bed. I'm like, that's it for me.
We sit at this desk all day. I go 10 feet to get to it. Why do I be so tired afterwards? I don't understand. It's the mental tiredness. Like, I just do not have the energy to do anything else after.
Ay, ay, ay.
At least not for a couple of hours. And by that time, it's like, is this what adulthood is? Because this is ghetto.
It's a pause. We both paused again.
I'm just so, like, stressed.
Everything is ghetto. We're not ghetto.
This is very ghetto. But I was going to say, I'm so stressed. But I'm not really stressed. I'm just...
Who are you texting?
Oh, the girl who got Camille.
Oh, she's still over there.
Yeah, I will get her.
Okay, sorry. Okay, so, follow us on our socials at The Even Exchange on Twitter and at Even Exchange Podcast on Instagram. On Instagram, I'm Kimberly Latrice. Mo is Hey Pretty Lady _. Yeah, guys, that's all we got for y'all this week. And we'll talk to y'all next week.